red goodbye and lipstick on the wall. Goodbye says it all. No long explanation, no reconciliation. No let's talk it over number I can call. Goodbye says it all. She could have made it real tough, bringing up all the hell that I raised. But no more wasted words on me. No, she kept it short and sweet. She left me no chance at redemption, no further exemption. Just a big red goodbye and lipstick on the wall. Goodbye says it all. No long explanation, no reconciliation. No let's talk it over number I can call. Goodbye says it all. Says it all. No long explanation, no reconciliation. No let's talk it over number I can call. Goodbye says it all.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Inflation isn't budging. Consumer prices 3.5% higher than they were a year ago. That number higher than expected. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze has more on what things are costing all of us more these days.
Food prices didn't go up by as much last month, but they are still high. Housing prices continue to go up. Rent was one of the big reasons why prices were significantly higher, or higher than expected in this report. Same thing goes with gas prices. We've been seeing those ticking up over the past month.
Wall Street worried about future interest rates hikes or lack of them. Dow down this hour 383 points. Longtime Trump Organization Chief Financial Officer Alan Weisselberg has been sentenced to 5 months behind bars for perjury. He lied under oath during Donald Trump's civil fraud trial. Women in Arizona still trying to figure out how they will navigate the new normal for abortion in their state. The Supreme Court there upholding a 160-year-old law that says almost all abortions are illegal. This is ABC News. Two Native American tribes are now suing social media companies over high rates of suicides among young people. The tribes, one based in North Dakota, the other in Wisconsin, blame what they call addictive features in platforms like Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. 25 years after a tradition turned to disaster at Texas A&M, there is a new push to officially bring it back. In November of 1999, a 60-foot stack of logs used for the school's annual bonfire collapsed.
11 students and an alum died in that disaster, but those who survived were adamant.
It's just a tradition that should not stop because of one tragedy.
Since 2012, an unsanctioned off-campus bonfire has been built and burned, but now a member of the Board of Regents has broached the idea of returning it to campus. Supervised by professional engineers, John Bellinger says it would be safer than the student-run bonfire. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
And Delta Airlines says there's no slowing down travel demand. It just reported its highest first quarter revenue in the company history. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit.
You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
If you're looking for the most epic place on Earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It doesn't get much better than this. Bright and beautiful sunny skies today, with high temperatures soaring 20 degrees above our average highs, flirting with 70 degrees. Clouds will thicken tonight as spotty showers push in overnight. Even a few rumbles of thunder can't be ruled out. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Currently, it's 58.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. A Minnesota man charged in a fatal stabbing on the Apple River in western Wisconsin 2 years ago took the stand. Nikolai Mew is charged in the death of 17-year-old Isaac Schumann and with injuring 4 others. Mew faced vigorous cross-examination by the prosecution in St. Croix County Court Tuesday. In a months-long dispute with Republican lawmakers on PFAS contamination in Wisconsin, Governor Tony Evers Tuesday vetoed a bill requiring the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources to get approval from the legislature's budget committee regarding how and where cleanup funds could be spent. New grant funding offered by the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority is available for affordable housing in Wisconsin. The grants are being made available for developers and construction companies willing to renovate downtown properties and convert commercial space into residential space. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Are you looking to build a durable, long-lasting space to house equipment for farm or recreation? Post-Frame Construction is a practical, cost-effective solution, perfect for your storage needs, big and small. Based here in Stanley, Wisconsin, Hixwood Post-Frame Kits are made of high-quality steel and built to last. And you'll love the knowledgeable service and support our team provides. That's the Hixwood difference. Start planning your project today. Go to Hixwood.com or call 715-644-0765.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on 2 multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News This Hour being brought to you by the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durand, SFB Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls, Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand, and Tech, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand, and Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. The Mondovi City Council has passed a resolution asking the State Department of Transportation to move up the reconstruction of Highway 10 in Mondovi. The project was originally scheduled for 2026, but the state DOT now says the project will be done in 2030. Mondovi Mayor Brady Weiss believes the road won't last for another 6 years.
The road is deteriorating, and I'm not convinced that, you know, it can withstand another 6 years, yet alone 3 to 5 years. So we want to work with the state to see if we can get that project moved up, and then also coordinate with the utility and the street department here, we've got a good amount of infrastructure that's below grade. Wastewater, the sewer, the water lines, the you know, there's a lot of communication lines and power lines that are part of the utility, resident utilities in the area as well. So a lot of that stuff is going to need to be addressed. There's probably going to be some discussion in regards to turn lanes and drainage. There's some water that builds up on the west side of town here. So a lot of moving parts on this one, and we just need to work with the state to get more of a finite date.
When the project does start, it would be a complete replacement of Highway 10 through the entire city of Mondovi. A Wabasha woman has pled guilty of stealing more than $3.7 million from her employer and $17,000 from a vulnerable adult. 61-year-old Sharon Smallrit pleaded guilty to one charge of theft of property over $35,000 and agreed to pay back over $3.7 million to her former employer, National Chemical in Lewiston, in exchange for a 5-year probation sentence, and the charges of financial exploitation of a vulnerable adult were dismissed. According to authorities, she had an online relationship with a man claiming he was owed $7 million for overseas work. She sent him money expecting that she would be reimbursed. A judge wants another competency hearing for the woman accused of driving through Chippewa Falls' Christmas decorations. Ebony Hudson was in court for a hearing yesterday. She claimed she was competent last December when she drove through the display at Irvine Park. She's also accused of ramming into a city truck that blocked her as she tried to drive away. Prosecutors have never offered a motive for the attack on the Christmas decorations. The judge yesterday said he wants another doctor to examine Hudson again. Governor Evers scuttled the latest plan to deal with PFAS contamination in the state. The governor vetoed the proposal from Republican lawmakers because he said it included a loophole for polluters. Republicans say the governor's definition of a polluter includes anyone who finds PFAS contamination on their land or in their water, even if the chemicals came from somewhere else. Lawmakers say they want to focus on cleaning Wisconsin's drinking water. They accuse the governor of wanting to sue people. You're listening to WRDN News.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
The Durand City Council is meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include a review of the city audit, discussion and possible action on accepting the Public Administration Associates contract for the administrator search, rezoning the vacant lots on the 300 block of 2nd Avenue East from residential to central business district, and providing a letter of support to Pepin County in their efforts to purchase the bike trail from Xcel Energy. Tonight's meeting begins at 6:30 at Durand City Hall and will be live streamed on the live streaming page of our website at realcountry1430.com. The man on trial for the 2022 stabbing in the Apple River told the jury yesterday he felt he had no choice but to defend himself. Nikolai Mu spent most of the day yesterday answering questions in his murder trial. He told the jury he was simply trying to get away from a group of teens who were harassing him and eventually fighting with him in the river 2 years ago. Mu is charged with killing one of those teens and injuring four others. Prosecutors question why Mu brought a knife with him when he was snorkeling for a missing phone. Closing arguments in the case are scheduled to start today. State Senator Jeff Smith is supporting Governor Evers' request for a special meeting of the Joint Committee on Finance to approve the $15 million to address the HSHS hospital closures and also to release funds to curb PFAS pollution. In a statement yesterday, Smith said, quote, "We don't have the luxury of dragging our feet with the hospital closures in the Chippewa Valley. This should have been done already, and there's no excuse for the delay," unquote. The $15 million grant funding for Chippewa Valley health care providers was passed into law in March. The Department of Health Services submitted their request to joint finance immediately, and the committee has had over a month to release the funding. It was a lucky weekend for a handful of people across Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Lottery says five people won big jackpots in five separate cities over the weekend. That included two winning $150,000 Powerball tickets that were sold in Black River Falls and Toma for Saturday's drawing. Then on Sunday, the lottery says a winning $350,000 Super Cash ticket was sold in Stevens Point, and a $100,000 all-or-nothing ticket was sold in La Crosse. You're listening to WRDN News.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
A Marine veteran walked from Minnesota to Texas to view the total solar eclipse. Daniel Crawford began his walk on February 3rd in Austin, calling it a 1,000-mile gratitude walk. Crawford said he turned to alcohol after leaving active duty in 1995 and then struggled with drinking until 2022 when he discovered the Duluth-based nonprofit 23rd Veteran. He says he walked through six states to spread a message of hope to those he met while also raising money for the organization that helped him become sober. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It doesn't get much better than this. Bright and beautiful sunny skies today with high temperatures soaring 20 degrees above our average highs, flirting with 70 degrees. Clouds will thicken tonight as spotty showers push in overnight. Even a few rumbles of thunder can't be ruled out. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Currently, it's 58.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with Syntec and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec Premium Full Synthetic Motor Oil is formulated for today's engines to dissipate heat and friction and reduce wear. Get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and a MicroGuard Select Filter for just $33.99. Limits apply. See store for details. Get Syntec only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Progressive, we know money can't buy happiness. But money did buy your boat, where you find peace fishing, unlike at home with three teenage daughters. Because fish never argue about who stole whose crop top, or get mad the other fish used up all the hot water. No, they just swim around, never embarrassed to be seen with you in public. So save money by bundling your boat or RV insurance with home or auto from Progressive. And buy more happiness, or something close to it. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers, not available in all states.
The Bucks ended their four-game losing streak but lost forward Giannis Antetokounmpo with a calf injury in the process. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Giannis's injury came with no contact late in the third quarter. He underwent an MRI after the game, but no word on the severity of the injury. Doc Rivers said the concern level is...
High, I would say that. But, you know, Giannis, I think everyone probably feels the same way as I do right now. So... we're just going to hope for the best.
Pat Beverly scored 20 points to lead the Bucks. The two teams combined to shoot just two free throws in the game, Bucks committing just four fouls all night.
Adam Silver is the happiest. The 157 game time. My goodness. You can go to a game and still have dinner. Unbelievable. I didn't really know that. You know, I didn't know it. I thought it was a physical game. And then they handed me the stat sheet, and I told them, know I need the full game. I thought it was the halftime stat. I didn't look at the minutes, and then I said, wow, two free throws for a basketball game. That's crazy.
Bucks host Orlando at Fiserv Forum tonight. Marquette's Oso Iguodaro made it official on Tuesday, announcing on social media that he'll be entering the NBA draft. Iguodaro averaged 13.4 points and 6.9 rebounds this past season, as projected as a late first-round or early second-round selection on draft day. Joe Ross became the first Brewers pitcher to pitch into the seventh inning. He helped the Brewers knock off the Reds 9-5 to even their four-game set at a game apiece in Cincinnati. Ross allowed 5 hits, 3 runs, a walk with 7 strikeouts during his first win since June of 2021. Manager Pat Murphy said William Contreras deserves some of the credit for the victory as well. Christian Yelich and Blake Perkins drove in 3 runs each. Game 3 of that set is tonight. Elsewhere in the National League Central, the Cubs knocked off San Diego 5-1. Cardinals 3, Phillies nothing. Detroit over Pittsburgh 5-3. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
I spray and scrub, but the soap scum in my bathtub is still there.
I spray and scrub, but the burnt sauce on my stovetop sticks around.
Sprays can leave grime behind, but new Mr. Clean Ultra Foamy Magic Eraser combines the scrubbing power of an eraser with the cleaning power of Dawn to melt away tough messes on contact.
Just wet, squeeze, and erase.
Stop spraying, start erasing, and clean with more magic than ever with new Ultra Foamy Magic Eraser.
Mr. Clean.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Bush is looking to get back to his winning ways. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.
Kyle Busch is in his second season with Richard Childress Racing driving the team's number 8 car. But he has struggled over the first 8 races of the year. Busch has finished among the top 5 just once and is currently 15th in the championship standings. He had 3 wins last season with the team, all in the first half of the year, and would like nothing more to get back to victory lane this season and not have to worry about points or the playoff bubble.
Definitely kind of on the back of the mind for sure, but more importantly, just trying to get our program righted and up front and in a position to where we can win a race or two and not worry about points.
Busch has just 1 top 10 finish in the last 6 races, a 9th at the Circuit of the Americas in Texas 2 weeks ago. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Pay attention to the weather forecast and keep an eye on your fruit trees. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. If the trees are blooming, they're susceptible to freezing temperatures as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
One late freeze in the spring can ruin a good fruit tree crop. Once the trees start blooming, the critical temperature to start seeing significant loss is 28 degrees. Depending on the species, it may only take a few minutes for damage to occur. Joe Hannon is a commercial horticultural field specialist at Iowa State University. He says your options for protecting the delicate blooms can depend on the type of freeze. Advection freezes come from cold air blowing in through both the upper and lower atmospheres. The only way you can provide protection is by putting blankets or some other cover over the plants. A radiation freeze is what we tend to see more in the springtime. We have warm air up in the atmosphere and cold air at ground level.
A lot of times we'll have air movement throughout the night, and then just as the sun is starting to come up, the air movement will just absolutely stop, and then the cold air starts to settle in place around the plants. And that's where heaters, blankets, sprinklers, air mixing machines, those are the methods that provide protection underneath a radiation-type freeze.
Good soil moisture can help, too. Soil that's moist harnesses more heat than dry soil and can warm the air near the surface.
That warm soil will keep a little bit more energy. It will give off a little bit more energy into that microenvironment around the tree. So if we're a couple days out coming into a frost, if the ground is dry, putting some water out there, that water in the soil will store more energy.
Keep the area around the tree trunk either bare or mulched. Grass and weeds make it harder for warm air to rise up out of the soil. Learn more about protecting fruit trees from frost at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T?
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Testnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text TAP to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text TAP to 321-321. That's TAP to 321-321.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. More corn in the USDA planting report did surprise the markets. We'll talk about it coming up.
Only three companies control 95% of the market for large tractor production. When monopolies capture the market, they take advantage of family farmers and restrict who can repair their equipment. That cuts into farmers' bottom line, and laws must be passed to protect our right to repair. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but farmers need the right to repair. And we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
USDA's projection of 90 million corn acres was a surprise to the markets, leading to double-digit gains after the report. Joe Camp with Comstock Investment says if the report holds true, it could lead to substantial changes in the balance sheet.
Just in general, you've got to bring up this headline acreage number and realize the relief that it potentially provides the balance sheet. We're looking at a lot riding on yield, as always, and knowing that these acreage estimates can change drastically from here, there's still now an outlook for ending stocks or carry out inventory going forward, possibly declining here after this buildup last season. And so that's a bullish outcome, in part potentially paves the way for some seasonal upside that we would normally expect into the planting season.
One of the questions that came from the planting intentions report is more than 6 million fewer acres devoted to principal crops when compared to 2023. Camp says these factors will play out as we get to the next report at the end of June.
We were surprised somewhat by the cotton acre not being up more than it was and not having sorghum acres up anymore. Those were two that missed in terms of estimates coming in and did not explain like we thought they would for any move lower on corn acres. It's still a possibility, again, as the South rolls forward with this early harvest effort, that there's going to be attention paid to the higher cotton prices as of late and for the ongoing strength in sorghum prices here. I think that can take the edge off of corn acres or limit them from going a whole lot higher like we were surprised by last year.
While it didn't come as a surprise, the quarterly grain stocks report demonstrated that as of March 1st, there were about a billion additional bushels of corn in the system compared to a year ago. Camp says if there are significant market moves in the coming months, they should be met by considerable farmer selling.
It's an important influence for this market to keep track of, especially when we talk about, okay, seasonality of upside into the early season. You've got some incentive after the crop report for these hedge funds to cover additional shorts. But how will they run into farmer selling? That's going to be what meters out this potential rally and how fast and far it can go.
The reports did come at both the end of the month and end of the quarter. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Picture this. You're behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor. You're effortlessly breaking ground, moving piles of rocks just by moving a lever, and enjoying the sun as you clear brush across your pasture. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. In response to the recent outbreak of highly pathogenic avian influenza in dairy cattle, UW Extension has created an HPAI fact sheet with pertinent information and helpful resources that outline what steps that are known about HPAI and important action steps. Coordinated effective action across the industry is critical during times of a disease outbreak. Dairy farmers in the industry should prioritize strategies aimed at prevention, early detection, biosecurity, and effective management to mitigate the spread of the disease. As of April 3rd, there are no changes to the Wisconsin state regulation, USDA's National Agriculture Transport. USDA's National Agriculture Statistics Service announced Tuesday it will cancel the July cattle report and discontinue the cotton objective yield survey and all county estimates for crops and livestock, beginning with the 2024 production year. The decision to discontinue the surveys and reports was not made lightly, but was necessary given the appropriated budget levels, that according to the announcement. In response, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association urged the agency to reconsider.
NCBA Vice President of Government Affairs Ethan Lane said, it's disingenuous for the same agency with which touts its commitment to transparency in the livestock markets to arbitrarily cease publication of reports that provide just that. NCBA contends that the July cattle report and discontinuing the county estimates for crops and livestock provide critical data to the industry. USDA's NAS says it has and will continue to review its estimating programs using criteria focused on the needs of its mission and customers to prioritize budget decisions. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley is calling on Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer to move forward with a bipartisan farm bill in short order. Grassley is urging the majority leader to hold true to his commitment to seek compromise with Republicans by passing a five-year farm bill reauthorization this year. The Iowa Republican says farmers across the U.S. deserve the stability of a new five-year farm bill as opposed to another one-year extension. Last week, Schumer sent a letter to Senate colleagues, including your plans for the coming weeks and months for the Senate, saying Democrats have an ambitious agenda to help the American people. In a letter Tuesday to Schumer, Grassley pointed out that the farm bill's notable absence from Schumer's recent outline of the Senate's agenda. Additionally, as the farm bill has been sidelined, Grassley notes that other important bills that may otherwise have been considered in the Senate Agriculture, Nutrition, and Forestry Committee have been stalled. The National Milk Producers Federation and the International Dairy Foods Association expressed disappointment in Tuesday's final rule to update the Special Supplemental Nutrition Program for Women, Infants, and Children, also known as WIC. The final rule maintains the proposed rule's cuts to dairy in the WIC food packages. WIC is a vital program ensuring that pregnant women, new mothers, infants, and children have access to key nutrients that may be lacking in their diets, so decreasing the amount of dairy decreases the nutrients that they are accessing through it. National Milk President and CEO Greg Dowd responded, this rule works against the WIC program's goal of ensuring all Americans have consistent and equitable access to healthy, safe, and affordable food. Milk, cheese, and yogurt are three of the five top redeemed items through WIC, according to National Milk. While disappointed in the cuts to the dairy allotments, the groups appreciate the rule's requirement that states offer lactose-free milk and a wider selection of product package sizes. Undersecretary Alexis Taylor will lead a Department of Agriculture agribusiness trade mission to New Delhi, India, April 22nd through the 25th. The delegation of 47 businesses, organizations, and officials from 11 state departments of agriculture speaks volumes about the export sales opportunity to the world's most populous country that it represents for U.S. food and agriculture producers, according to USDA. Last year, India reduced tariff requirements for U.S. poultry products, vegetables, fruits, and tree nuts, strengthening the agribusiness trade relationship between the U.S. and India. While on the trade mission, participants will engage in business-to-business meetings and site visits to build new trade linkages, strengthen existing partnerships, observe U.S. products in the marketplace, and discover the latest Indian consumer food trends. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Expect warm temperatures today in our ag weather forecast. Now, winds will increase tonight into tomorrow, lasting into the weekend.
And once rain's chances end Friday, we'll also have low relative humidities returning. And again, that warmer weather. Partly sunny throughout the day. Today, high 66 to 71. Relative humidities at 30 to 35%. Southwest winds at 7 to 12. We'll see about 9 hours of sunshine. Tonight, partly cloudy. Lows 40 to 45. Relative humidities at 84 to 89%. South winds at 5 to 7, shifting to the northwest. Tomorrow, a 70% chance of showers and storms. We'll have highs 56 to 61. Relative humidities at 51 to 56%. And northwest winds at 15 to 20. Anywhere from 5/100ths to 1/10th of an inch of precipitation possible. Could see about 5 hours of sunshine. For Friday, mostly sunny, highs 55 to 60, northwest winds at 17 to 22, gusting to 35. Saturday, mostly sunny, highs 70 to 75. Sunday, mostly sunny, highs once again 70 to 75. Monday, mostly sunny, another chance of rain, highs 65 to 70. And for Tuesday, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and storms, highs 60 to 65.
Real country. Real country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
I'm not afraid to this is where it ends. I've been down a few broken roads that I'm trying to mend, but this is where it ends. And I'm breaking down. You were lying when you said that you were trying to work things out, but now I'm broken down. Went to battle for you always, fought for you on your worst days. Then you told me that you don't love me no more. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. And like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, sun came shining down on all of your lies. I got too much pride to let that happen again. So this is where it ends. Had to bury all your memories. Couldn't see what everybody sees. A red flag said I should have walked out that door. Went to battle for you always, fought for you on your worst days. Then you told me that you don't love me no more. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. And like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, sun came shining down on all of your lies. I got too much pride to let that happen again. So this is where it showed me what true love should it be. I found myself the second I gave up on us. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. Like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, sun came shining down on all of your lies. I got too much pride. So this is where it ends.
Joe Mondovi Buffaloes. From all of us at Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Well, it's been a long time. Glad to see your face. I knew we'd meet again another time, another place. Can't believe it's been so many years. You better grab a chair and a couple of beers. Looking good in your three-piece suit. You know I always knew you'd take the business route. You were always the one to follow the light. And you look like you're doing all right, yeah. Been singing for my rent and singing for my supper. I'm above the below and below the upper. I'm stuck in the middle where money gets tight. But I guess I'm doing all right. It's a beautiful day, not a cloud in sight, so I guess I'm doing all right. Oh, 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 I'm all right. I got a good old friend here with me tonight, and I guess I'm doing all right. Well, we had a lot of dreams when we were younger. They thought we were crazy, but we had the hunger. We kept a lot of friends, skipped a lot of class, been on top of the world and knocked on our. We lost touch, we lost in love, we lost our minds when things got tough. But beating time is a losing fight, and I guess I'm doing alright. Oh, I'm alright. It's a beautiful day, not a cloud in sight, so I guess I'm doing alright. Well, I hate to see this evening, and God only knows when I'll see you again. Just send a fax or send me a letter or give me a call, that would even be better. Give the kids a kiss for me and say hello to the family, and tell them all my future's looking bright. Well, I miss them, but I'm doing all right. I said I miss them, but I'm doing all right.
Still shut down the party. I can hang with anybody. I can drink whiskey and red wine, champagne all night. Little scotch on the rocks, and I'm fine. I'm fine. But when I taste tequila, baby, I still see you cutting up the floor to sorority t-shirt. Same one you wore when we were sky high in Colorado. Your lips pressed against the bottle, swimming on a Bible, baby, I'd never leave you. I remember how bad I need you when I taste tequila. When I taste tequila, I can kiss somebody. Same songs in my car. Baby, your memory, it only hits me this hard. When I taste tequila, baby, I still see you cutting up the floor to sorority t-shirt. The same one you wore when we were sky high in Colorado. Your lips pressed against the bottle, swimming on a Bible, baby, I'd never leave you. I remember how. When I taste tequila, baby, I still see a sorority t-shirt, same one you wore when we were.
Serving the Durand area with local news, weather, and sports.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
Yeah.
nature so wise, it's so hard to find a place to lay your pretty little head down once in a while. You run on, little tough loving baby. Don't you sweat it. Everything is waiting inside for you. You know I got it. Come and get it. Who's your daddy? Who's your baby? Who's your buddy? Who's your friend? And who's the one guy that you come running to when your little life starts tumbling? I got the money, you've got the honey. Let's cut a deal, let's make a plan. Come and get it. Who's your daddy? Who's your baby? Who's your buddy? Yeah, who's your friend? And who's the one guy that you come running to? Yeah, when your love life starts tumbling. I got the money, you got the honey. Let's cut a deal, let's make a plan.
Said she married young, and her husband's a fool, never listened to all the things she's never done. So she packs up that old Ford Fairlane. She's had about all she can bear, a suitcase of hope and a hard rain. She's gonna find it all somewhere on the road. Puts in his favorite cassette. He ain't going to no college. The world is waiting up ahead on the road. Shut his life down. So he takes down